The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? On the
road again. Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. If you feel the need, please, there's a contact page on the Your Car Insiders website that if you send me an email, I will get back to you within the next 24 hours. And remember, if you're not one of these that gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning every Saturday, which I'm not one of those, this show is actually recorded, and you can listen to the podcasts on the 960 website, or you can listen to them on the Your Car Insiders website. I want to send out a very special thanks to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. They're open Monday through Saturday, I believe, 9 to 6. And Bobby's phone number, 602-722-9151. B&N Auto Sales, one-stop cargo van shop. If you're looking for a commercial vehicle, it's a great place to start your shopping. Commercial pre-owned vehicle. So here's an article that I found. It was on Jalopnik, and it was a weekend car buying roundup from February 2024. So here's what they talked about. The second generation of Toyota's innovative fuel cell EV, the Mirai, made a lot of improvements over the first generation car, including increased range and better styling. But according to the bulletin sent to dealers last week, now they offer a rebate worth up to $40,000 off MSRP. This news comes just days after Shell Hydrogen announced that it will no longer be operating hydrogen light-duty passenger fueling stations in California due to supply complications and other external market factors, and will be closing 7 of its 55 California hydrogen refueling stations. So that was new for February. And I really like this. The new Toyota Land Cruiser, it really is. It's really sharp looking. And one of the articles that I actually looked at was the great news was the new Land Cruiser is going to be priced $23,000 less than the car that it replaced. But you have to remember that they're going to start in the 50s and go up to the 70s. But remember, a Land Cruiser in the old body style was about $100,000. Elon Musk again trying to take his company public. No, private. Buying a 2018 Lexus LC500. Okay, it's a great car. And I'll tell you, for $50,000 for a 2018, if it had low miles, it would be a car I think that's one of the most beautiful cars on the road today. The Ford Mach-E just got a whole lot cheaper, and there's a lot to talk about with that. They just became between $3,100 and $8,100 cheaper, and they were before, and it comes at a time when EV makers around the world are taking battle axes to their vehicle prices. Markups. Markups are like an infestation of the car market that no one wants to get rid of. Like the Fast and Furious movies, they keep happening. We've now reached a point where dealers are marking up cars they don't even have yet. Take a Dallas area Lexus dealership who's planning on marking up the all-new Lexus GX when it hits their lots. Now, we were talking about electric cars. Porsche Taycan Turbos have lost $100,000 value in 4 years. That's pretty big depreciation. I don't really want to talk about buying a 1998 Volvo. Folks, I'm here to help you, and I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to help you buy a car, and I want to help you work through this. And one thing that I saw an article, and it says car dealers have so much inventory that they're dropping prices. But here's what I'm going to tell you. It depends on the vehicle, the supply and demand. Rebates are getting a little bit higher, but the rates are still high. You know, I helped somebody buy a Volkswagen, and it was one of the lowest rates I had seen in a really long time. It was 3.9, and it was actually for, I want to say it was for 60 or 72 months. Most of the terms that you see when they have these low APRs, these APRs are on, you know, a short term or 36 months. I had somebody call me. They wanted to buy a car that they thought was 30 grand. Well, 0% for 36 months on a $30,000 car, by the time you add tax and license, you're just under $1,000 a month. Okay. But the other problem was the car that he thought he could buy for 30 grand was actually closer to $45,000 out the door. New car prices are on a decline as the highest inventory levels in years force dealers and automakers to reduce their margins. The average price of a new vehicle was $47,401 in January, which is a 2.6% drop from the average price in December. Here's what I want to ask people. Are you not buying a car over 2.6%? What's affecting you more than that is the higher interest rates. New car prices are also down by 3.5% compared to a year ago. Average price of a new car was $49,125, making this decline noteworthy as new car prices almost always rise year over year. The prices not necessarily have come down. The fact that there's rebates right now is what could be helping the sales prices. Okay, I helped somebody just a couple of weeks ago. It was $4,750 on a Dodge Charger that last year at this time, dealers were charging over MSRP. That's quite a substantial difference. Okay, that's more like a 20% difference in the price from last year, let alone 3-point-something%. Prices have been trending down for roughly 6 months now as automakers are sweetening deals to keep the sales flowing. Okay, this is another one of the computer genius analysts from one of these reporting companies. In other words, car prices are falling as the number of cars on the dealer's lot rise. New car vehicle inventory stands at 2.66 million units, according to Cox's data, which is a 49% increase over the last year. Increased vehicle production and relatively low buyer demand are causing this. For example, qualifying customers can get up to $7,850 cash back on certain 2023 Dodge Durango models. But remember this, in the last 3 years, I want to say from 23 to 24, a Ram TRX pickup truck went up close to $25,000 in MSRP, and there ain't no rebates on those. Despite the recent decline in average transaction prices, car prices are still up nearly $11,000 since January 2023. Also, loan rates are also higher, which means affordability remains a major issue for American drivers. The average auto loan rate on a new vehicle is 9.68%, only slightly lower than the recent peak of 9.95% recorded in mid-October. So when people talk about rates going down from October to January, they went down a quarter of a point, let's call it. Okay, it's not going to drop like a brick overnight. In fact, experts say many would-be buyers are waiting to shop for their car next year until financing options improve. Okay, there's no guarantee that financing options are going to improve. The fact that it's an election year, I absolutely would think that the Fed's going to be dropping the rates, but I just don't know how fast those rates are going to drop. With rates higher so far this year. The consumer has limited sense of urgency right now, other than cash in hand, chief economist at Cox said in a separate report Tuesday. For buyers with good credit scores, it's still possible to find a low APR financing deal, especially if you're shopping for less-in-demand vehicles. More than 13% of car buyers are securing APRs under 3%. So those people that are securing under 3%, they're talking about 13%. I would venture to guess that 75% of that 13% are financing those cars for 36 months, and they were planning on paying cash, but why would they pay cash when they can borrow the money at 2.9%? Most people can't afford those 3% loans because the payments have a comma in them. I call them the comma club. And it was years and years ago that it was very limited, that the client had a comma in their payment. It's happening all the time now. I'm here to help you. I mean, I helped somebody buy a car the other day, and they were fine with everything, but I made sure that they absolutely understood everything that they were doing when they were buying the car. The 2023 Ford Mustang Mach-E just got a whole lot cheaper because they're piling up on dealer lots. These are kind of cars that if you're looking for an electric car, there probably isn't one out there that doesn't have some kind of deal, some kind of lowered price. I believe that they have 0% or 0.9% for 72 months on Mach-E's, but I'm here to help you. If you'd like my help, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, you can go to the Your Car Insider's website. On that page, there is a contact page, and I tell you, I will call you. You will hear from me within 24 hours. If you leave a phone number, I will call you. If there's no phone number, I will have the courtesy of sending you an email, and that email is actually going to ask you to call me. Okay, I'd like to send out a very special thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories, or they're happy to custom order a Mercedes of your choice. All I do is I ask you, if you order a Mercedes, please make sure this is what you want to do before you order the car. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. They believe shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable experience and are confident that you will leave Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead with a smile every time. So please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. Located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona, you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com. Remember, easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370, or you can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com and reach out to me through the contact page.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. or you can find them online at arrowheadmd.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter has celebrated 100 years in the Valley in 2023. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated on one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect that they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual, relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how they've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. In today's internet age, it's more important than ever to know you're dealing with a trusted source. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying experiences for life. Coulter Experiences the Difference. Paul Glantz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let them show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be. You know, there's been a lot of changes in the car industry. And, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, I bought a Dodge Challenger is I like having a manual transmission, and I like having 485 horsepower. And I had mentioned earlier, I was talking about this new Toyota Land Cruiser. And I actually really, really like it. Toyota's all-new Land Cruiser is probably the most one of the most anticipated automotive debuts in the last few years. After a two-year hiatus during which fans here in the U.S. had a will-they-won't-they moment on whether Toyota will bring back the nameplate back to the U.S., Toyota blew everyone away by debuting an all-new Land Cruiser. Now, after months of waiting, we now know how much it will cost. Including a $1,495 destination charge, the 2024 Land Cruiser will start at $57,444. For context, that price is $23,065 less than the outgoing J300 series Land Cruiser and its $80,510 MSRP. The Land Cruiser will be available in three trims: the base 1958, the Land Cruiser, and the first edition. That $57,445 will get you into the base. The sub $60,000 starting price also makes the Land Cruiser one of the cheapest and most capable off-roaders on the market. A Jeep Wrangler starts way cheaper, but it's bare bones in its lower trim. To get any of the off-road standard features the Land Cruiser comes with, you'd have to either heavily option a lower trim or step up to a Rubicon, and it starts over $52,000 starting price. The same could be said for the Ford Bronco. Just adding the Sasquatch pack to the base Big Ben and you're over $51,000. The Land Cruiser is also much cheaper than the Land Rover Defender and its Lexus GX cousin. It looks like a bargain. But here's the thing. No matter which trim you choose, power is the same across the board. No V6 or V8 power will be found here. The Land Cruiser is powered by Toyota's 2.4-liter iForce Max hybrid engine with 326 horsepower and 465 foot-pounds of torque. That gets paired with an 8-speed automatic transmission and expect to get 23 miles to the gallon combined for this setup, which isn't bad considering its unaerodynamic design. Things start with the 1958. Toyota says this trim is a nod back to Land Cruisers of old. Outside, the 1958 comes with the round retro like LED headlights, black plastic bumpers and trim all around, and a heritage grille with Toyota lettering. Simplicity extends inside with the heated cloth seats, push-button start, blind spot monitoring, 7-inch full-color display for the driver, and 8-inch infotainment display with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, automatic climate control, 5 USB-C ports for devices. As for the off-road goodies, the 1958 comes with full-time four-wheel drive system, standard locking differentials for the center and rear, 2-speed transfer case, brake controller, crawl control, and rear coil springs. The Land Cruiser trim builds onto the 1958 by looking slightly different visually and starts at $63,345. Outside, the Land Cruiser gets rectangular LED headlights and some body-colored fog lights. Inside it comes with Softex seating, power adjustable adjustments and heating, dual 12.3-inch displays for the driver in the center console, 10-speaker sound system, and a power liftgate. The Land Cruiser also gets more off-road features like a stabilizer disconnect mechanism, multi-terrain select, multi-terrain monitor system. The Land Cruiser trim also gets to choose an optional premium package that comes with leather seating, heated, cooled, and memory, an upgraded 14-speaker JBL sound system, a moonroof, two cargo area USB-C ports, a cool box for center console, heads-up display, and digital rear-view mirror. For those wanting a little more luxury with the Land Cruiser, you can go for the first edition. For $76,345, you get the premium package as well as the standard round LED headlamps, 18-inch wheels, first edition logos on the door panels, a front skid plate. We'll have to wait a bit more to get pricing for the higher trims, but Toyota says the 2024 Land Cruiser will start hitting showrooms in the spring. I'll make sure to keep an eye out what we should be most ridiculous markups to date once these things get to the dealers. I could only imagine what the markup on those cars over MSRP is going to be. They actually had one at Barrett Jackson. I was actually pretty excited about it when I looked at it, but please remember, I'm the manual transmission two-door car, not the SUV guy. So my thing would be seeing if I could switch my wife from a Ram 1500 pickup truck to some kind of an SUV, and that's not going real well. And one of the things I found that was pretty exciting, and I'm going to look this up right now, is Ram Hurricane. And this was pretty exciting. 2025 Dodge Ram 1500 drops the Hemi V8s, swaps in a Hurricane Turbo 6. The 2025 Ram 1500 is set to arrive with a refreshed look and two new engines under the hood. The Hemi V8s are gone from the full-size pickup with a pair of Hurricane twin turbocharged 3-liter inline sixes arriving to take their place. A new top-of-the-line tungsten model initially announced for the Ram 1500 becomes the new top trim for the 2025 gas-only lineup. My understanding is that car is going to be about $90,000 for a half-ton gas pickup truck. Changing powertrains for changing times. Let's face it, times are changing in the auto world, and Ram, like so many other automakers, is rethinking some things. In real world terms, that means that the days of the half-ton pickup trucks powered by thundering V8s are numbered. For the Ram 1500, that means losing the optional V5.7-liter Hemi V8 under the hood. As the truck enters its next phase, the Pentastar V6 remains the base engine, along with two optional inline six-cylinder engines. I'm actually pretty excited to see what this looks like. These inline sixes are going to have between 420 and 510 horsepower. My wife is a Ram fan. She's had a Ram truck since 1998. She had an 03, a 13, a 15, and currently has a 19. Remember, I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, please feel free to give me a call, 602-525-1370. I'd like to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. There's so much new technology coming out that from one car to the next, it's amazing how the changes happen.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. Remember, I'm helping you buy a car. I'm not a broker. I'm not a credit union's buying service. I'm helping you. I don't get paid from the dealer for bringing you to the dealership. I charge a flat $400 fee, and you only pay if I help you buy a car. Information on the phone is free. I got a phone call from a radio show listener, and I guess I didn't do a good enough job explaining what it is that I do, because she was talking to me about a credit union buying service, and she was talking to me about another company that doesn't quite do what I do, but I guess I didn't make a good enough impression on her. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. I'm helping you buy a car. And if I help you, my fee at the end is $400. I'd like to send out a very special thanks to Santan Hyundai, located 3252 South Auto Way in Gilbert, Arizona. Very special thanks to Adam Breen and his team, Santan Hyundai Genesis. You know, a lot of times there's dealerships that clients want to buy cars at, and I'm just not interested in going to those dealerships because it's just not a fun experience. And I helped somebody buy a car not that long ago, and they had a friend of theirs reach out to me. Very nice guy on the phone, and Brett and I had a really nice conversation, and we talked about what he was looking for, and he said, hey, so I said, here, this is what I'd like you to do. Look at these three dealerships, and if you find cars at those any of those three dealerships, I will be happy to go to any of those with you, okay? And he looked and said, hey, I found two cars at Arrowhead Cadillac. And I said, okay, great. And he said, I did look at the other dealerships, didn't quite see anything that matched. And then he proceeded to tell me that he had visited the dealership already. Well, one thing about me is, if I'm going to help you, don't call me after you start the process of visiting the dealership. I'm not going to go back with you. I'm not going to step on their toes. If you decided that you could do this on your own, and then you want me to get involved because it's not going the way that you wanted it to go, it's something that I normally don't do. But had a really nice conversation with this gentleman, and he went back to the dealership and drove a second car with the salesperson, and they didn't buy either car. So a couple of days went by, and he said, hey, Gary, I looked again online, and I'm still back to these two cars, and we really, really want you to help us. So I said, okay, I'm out at a dealership right now, and when I'm done, I'll drive past this dealership. I know the GM. So I finished up my deal, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. I finished up my deal, and I then went to this dealership, and I walked into the sales tower, and a good friend of mine standing on one end of the sales tower, and the general manager standing on the other end, and I jokingly say, wow, look at these bookends. And I said hello to the GM, and I asked him if I could have a minute of his time. And I went into his office, and I sat down with him, and he actually picked up the phone, and he called the client. I explained to him the circumstances, and I explained that the gentleman really wasn't comfortable coming into the dealership without me. And I asked him to get involved personally, and if he got involved personally, I would give the customer the understanding that they'd be fine without me. Well, he not only called the client, spoke to the gentleman, spoke to his wife. They discussed their trade-in. They discussed how much a warranty would be. And the folks agreed to come in at 8:30 in the morning to look at the cars. And I mentioned that one of the reasons I was not going to visit with them was there was an employee at that dealership that years ago I had a pretty bad run-in when she tried to knock one of my clients' heads off, and we kind of butted heads a little bit. And I didn't have to say anything to her. It was the client that rubbed his forehead and asked her, does it still say stupid on my forehead? And she didn't like how that went, and she blamed it all on me. So people like that, I have no interest in dealing with. But with the GM being involved, I felt very comfortable with the client going in. They went in, they bought the car. I got a text message that's thanking me that everything went well, everything was great, and that they wanted my address because they wanted me to mail me the check for the $400 because they appreciated and understood that they wouldn't have got the price that I got them without me being involved. They wouldn't have got the price for the warranty, and they wouldn't have gotten what they got for their trade-in. There was no financing involved because they were writing a check. I'm here to help you. 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Troy and Rick at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen. And I got to send out a very special thanks and an apology to my friend Rick at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen. They have sponsored the radio show for quite a long time, and all these years I've called him Rich. I was corrected last week by one of the other sales managers that it's Rick, not Rich. So I apologize for that, my friend.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend David Garcia at Rodeo Ford. He really understands, and I really appreciate what he does to make the process of my clients buying a car super, super simple. Located at 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. You know, there are people that I don't get, you know, they're clients. And I get to talk to them sometimes every 3 years. And I laugh about it because I get a phone call, and the phone call went like this. Gary, this is Hank, and just wanted to know if you still do what it is that you did to help us. And I called Hank up and I said, absolutely, Hank, that's what I do. So he and I spoke a couple of times, and I said to him, if you're okay, we'll go next Thursday and we'll look for a new car for Phyllis. Oh, no. Phyllis still has the Hyundai, a few months left on the lease, where I'm getting a new car. Okay. And I've got it narrowed down to a couple of vehicles. So we went out, and I explained to him, I said, listen, we're going to go look at both cars. You don't have to buy anything. Let's just go see what we can figure out. So we meet out in Avondale at the Mazda dealership in Avondale, and very, very nice. One of the managers, Dave, he's a friend of mine, and he's just the ultimate professional. And he is showing these folks the car. He's showing them this. He's showing them that. They don't want to drive when they've already driven it. I shouldn't say test driving. He's test fitting. The wife is on the vertically challenged side. Very, very nice people. And she wasn't really comfortable not being able to see past the hood of the car. Dave did a great job. We presented all the numbers, and Hank does, without a doubt, some of the best research prior to going car shopping with me. And we talked about some stuff, and he explained that, well, that's not what the ad online says. So I said, well, let's look at the ad online. So there's a couple of things missing with the ad online that you have to add back in. And one of those ads is dealer participation and any dealer ads to the vehicle, and the payment online does not include sales tax. So when we explained everything, Hank's exact words were, that makes perfect sense. But I still want to go look at the Kia. No problem. We talk about the Mazda a little bit more at the dealership, and I explained to Dave that, you know, Dave, if you can find a red car, he's only going to do a red car, and it was a CX-5, and I want to say it was called a Signature. It was the top of the line. And we get to the Kia dealership, and there was a little miscommunication between Hank and I. I'm showing him one car, and he says, no, no, I don't want a Sportage. I want a Sorento. And it wasn't like I told him that's not what you said, and he didn't say to me, I told you so. We just decided that, hey, a little bit of miscommunication. Let's go look for the car that you want. So we walk over, and there's the car that he wants. Not quite the color he wanted. And it was funny because they had a blue Mazda, but he wanted a red one. They had the reddish color Kia, but he wanted a blue one. So he looked and said, you know, and his wife Phyllis was like, you know, this color is really, really pretty. And I like this car. And the one thing I hadn't noticed that for 2024, they had done a giant refresh on the interior of the 2024 Kia Sorento. And they kind of made it look like it's almost like the Mercedes S-Class. All along the top of the dash was all kinds of screens. And he went for the test drive and he came back, and I actually thought he was going to say, the Mazda's a lot simpler. Well, he got out of the car and he said, you know, the technology in the Mazda is kind of old generation, and this new technology in this Kia is exactly, you know, it's all the latest and greatest. Let's just write it up. So I said, well, let me just see what we can do to tweak the numbers a little bit. He had already agreed to the numbers that we had before the test drive, but there was something that he wanted. So I went back in and I went to the sales manager and said, Nate, listen, they're really nice folks, and they're ready to do business. I just need your help a little bit. They would like this, they would like that, and we're good. And after it was all done, the wife said, well, you know, we want this and this. And I said, okay, we're now at the point that anything else that you want, we got to pay for. I'm all out of freebies. And, you know, one of the freebies that I got them, they wanted the HomeLink mirror in the car. And got them the HomeLink mirror in the car. And got the payment lowered a little bit. And they were thrilled. But it was just such a pleasure dealing with somebody that actually did research, where the research was actually spot on. So there are times that I get somebody that'll call me, well, Kelley Blue Book says my car's worth this. Well, the only Kelley Blue Book number that's worth anything, that when it tells you this is what your car's worth, is if you put that car into the Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And then you got to hope when you get to the car dealership that contacted you, because Kelley Blue Book gave them your information, you got to hope that they honor that number and don't pick your car apart. I'm here to help you. I'm here to walk you through all this. There are so many clients that I've helped. You know, I've been doing this, you know, since 1988 in the car business, but your Car Insiders is since 2011. I can't tell you how many times I've helped people get cars, numerous cars. They refer family members to me. I mean, some of my favorite folks, and, you know, Will and Joanne, they crack me up, okay? They're the nicest people, and they'll wake up one day and just decide that the car with 15,000 miles needs to be replaced. And we figure it out, and we drive out, and we look at a car. Now, every new car's not for everybody. And he has a really nice XRT4 Hyundai Santa Fe. And I'm not telling you everybody will be disappointed, but when he went out to the Hyundai dealership, he didn't particularly care for the new body style Santa Fe. Now, my opinion is everybody is chopping and cutting to make everything look like a Range Rover. But not everybody's got the money to buy a Range Rover. And he was so excited when he saw all the pictures of the car and saw the advertisements, and he had videos of it. But when he got out there and looked at the car, he didn't like it. And I had told him from day one, you can't buy a car without seeing it up close. I want to thank the people like Hank and Phyllis, Dr. John, Will and Joanne, all the people that through the years have completely trusted the guidance that I give them when it comes to helping them buy cars. And they're not the only ones, but, you know, Will and Joanne's family, I've probably helped them, the family, get at least 10 cars. And it all started with Joanne's dad. And it was funny because dad needed to call his daughter to see what was going on. And the daughter actually called me. She got on the phone with me and said, can I come down and get one? And that's how it all started with that whole family. But I'm not selling you a car. I'm not a salesman in a car dealership. You know, I had an experience. I helped my friend and his wife get a car this week. And his wife was kind of annoyed at the stepdad and the mom because they didn't want my help. They decided they could do this on their own. And very unfortunate, after they bought the car, I didn't want to talk about the deal. I knew they paid more than what I could have done helping them. But I don't ruin anybody's experience. But then I got a phone call a couple of months later, unbeknownst to me, that Danny's mother had passed away. Well, her father got a phone call from the dealership, and he went in and traded in the car that was less than a year old to buy a new car, and they flat out lied to him. They told him that the new car had all kinds of new safety features. Well, the safety features that were in the new car were the exact same safety features that were in the car that he traded in. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book. Dealerships have lists and they have scripts on how to reach out to you to get you to come in. They always have somebody that's looking for a car like yours. There's a high demand for this trade-in. Okay, now I'll tell you, there's a possibility with trade-ins that you could have value in your car. But what you want to remember is you have to keep in mind, what are you paying for the new car? Now, I could go buy a 2023 Dodge Challenger, pay less than I paid for the one that I bought last year. However, I wouldn't get today for my trade-in what I got for my car last year. I wouldn't have gotten the same interest rate because I called the bank and the rate was 1.5 points higher than what I'm paying, and I don't even like what I'm paying now. And I wouldn't have gotten what they paid me for my trade-in. So everything that I help you do, I'm trying to get you the best deal at the time that you're buying the car. And all I ask you to do is you treat me with the same respect that I'm going to treat you with. If I put your name on a car and the car's coming in and you've decided to not buy the car, please, all you have to do is say, Gary, you know what? I drove something else over the weekend. My buddy got something, and I don't want the Hyundai Palisade anymore. Okay? Adam doesn't care when I call him up and say, hey, the guy backed out, because it's just a car that he's going to sell because it was a lower trim level, and they don't get a lot of those, and they usually sell pretty quick. I want to send out a very special thanks to Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors. I've known Anthony since 1997. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned cars in the $10,000 to $15,000 range, and he's located at 2121 East Indian School Road, 602-957-0721. Also want to send out a very special thanks to James and Deanna at Cigar Therapy. It's a haven of relaxation, veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road on the southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. It's a cozy lounge, and it welcomes you with a thoughtfully curated selection of premium house blend and boutique cigars. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. It's your address for unwinding. Mark your calendars for the electric monthly second Saturday event from 10 to 3. Indulge in mouth-watering barbecue, exclusive deals, and the thrills of raffles. It's more than an event. It's a vibrant celebration of community and camaraderie. Cigar Therapy, solving the world's problems one cigar at a time. You can visit Jimmy and Deanna or call them at 602-795-8802. Elevate your downtime. Once again, I want to thank all the sponsors from the radio show. B&N Auto Sales, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, Coulter Buick GMC on Camelback, Earnhardt Honda, Santan Hyundai Genesis, Rodeo Ford, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. I appreciate everybody that's given me the opportunity to help them buy a car since 2011. I know that I'm not everybody's. Not everybody gets along with everybody. I do my best to help you the best that I can. And if you'd like my help, feel free. Call me at 602-525-1370. Once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.